A national police officers group has asked New York City's Department of Investigation to look into allegations that officials at Brooklyn's Woodhull Medical Center may be covering up incidents of assault against police officers assigned to their facility. The Latino Officers Association says a number of hospital police officers have been assaulted, some seriously, but that the hospital has downplayed the severity of their injuries and has refused to pursue charges against patients and visitors who have assaulted police. WBAI's Jose Santiago discussed the issue with Anthony Baranda, chairman of the National Latino Officers Association.
Hospital police officers have served there to protect the administration, the patients, the public. Some of these officers have been assaulted while they were working. And then after being assaulted, the hospital and the security director were reclassifying the assaults so as to lower their statistics and making the injuries instead of assaults. They weren't pressing charges against the individuals who were assaulting the hospital police officers. And then after the officers were being out on compensation, they were trying to deny them their medical benefits. They started terminating their medical benefits. And a few of the officers were terminated by the agency while they were out on compensation.
The people doing the assaulting, these are patients?
Some of them have been patients, and some of them have visitors of patients that have gotten into confrontations with hospital police officers. Some of them have been patients walking into the psych unit for evaluations where it's required that they get screened and searched by security officers before they can enter a psychiatric unit. So they know that they're placing officers in these dangerous positions. That's part of their job description, but these are dangerous and potentially confrontational situations where they have to do their jobs.
I see. Now, are these New York City police, or what kind of police officers are they?
These are hospital police officers. They're a special category of individuals that are just for the Health and Hospital Corporation, the City of New York. They're hospital police officers.
I see.
Well, we've written directly to the Health and Hospital Corporation president, which is Dr. Alan Aviles, and the executive vice president, which is Antonio Martin, about the issue. And our first approach was to inform them about the policies that were going on in Woodhull Hospital and how they were having a negative impact on the officers. And they chose not to respond to the situation. So subsequently, a week later, we filed an official complaint with the Department of Investigation and Inspector General's office about the mistreatment of officers, the cover-up of assaults that were going on inside Woodhull Hospital, the actions of the hospital police director. He's a retired law enforcement officer, but it seems like he brought the worst of the Department of Corrections and the worst of the New York City Police Department's policies and took that in with him into Woodhull Hospital, where he's intimidating officers, he's subjecting them to biased investigations. He's even had ordered officers to alter official documents. I said, so this is borderline criminal activity now when you start enforcing that type of enforcement and causing law enforcement officers to take that action as well.
Do you have, like, confirmation from the Department of Investigations that they are investigating this now?
We know that when yesterday morning, two investigators entered the hospital to confiscate what were some videotapes of the last assault that took place. We made a complaint with the Department of Investigation highlighting abuse of authority, official misconduct, wrongful termination, violations against officers and witnesses, retaliation, altering official documents, conducting retaliatory and biased investigations, covering up of incidents and assaults at the hospital to lower and hide statistical data, a violation of the American Disabilities Act when they sought termination to avoid paying compensation of officers. We also were informed that the hospital director, security director, had accessed the tapes, and the rumor was that they were going to erase the tapes and make them not accessible. So it was important that we inform the Department of Investigation to enter the facility to get copies of those tapes that existed.
I see. And what's your sense of how long this has been going on?
It's been going on a while, but it has risen. The incidents have begun to occur more and more often, almost in the last 30 to 90 days. And so we're talking, listen, the agency there at Woodhull Hospital is supposed to have, for security purposes, an 80 officers working. They're somewhere between the level of 36 to 40 officers. They have less than 50% manning power. So what they're also doing is requiring and ordering officers to work double shifts. Some of them are working as many as 4 to 5 double shifts a week. So now you're having officers fatigued, when you have somebody working that many hours, they're no longer sharp enough. And this is, they're in a law enforcement capacity. You need your law enforcement officers at a peak state of mind, not to be exhausted and working doubles and triple shifts. It's on the borderline illegal. Mm-hmm. They've had, in the last 30 days, they had at least four officers that have fallen out while working due to fatigue.
Now, the injuries that the officers have suffered, are we talking about maybe just, you know, minimal pushing and shoving, or are we talking about the serious injuries?
No, we've had some back injuries to officers. We have a sergeant that is currently going on knee surgery. So some of them have resulted in serious injuries where they needed required surgery.
What do you want to see by way of a response from the city, HHC, and the Department of Investigation, et cetera?
First of all, they should immediately reinstate, especially the last officer that was terminated. They need to come into the agency and take control of the law enforcement directly. We know from experience that when you have a law enforcement agency that has no checks and balances, where there's nobody supervising them or holding them accountable, they tend to be abusive. And that's what you have now currently operating out of Woodrow Hospital.
What's your feeling about what the state of affairs means for patients and people from the public using the hospital?
That's a safety issue that we're facing now. When they have these mandatory overtimes or officers are fatigued, you're going to create a climate that's both dangerous not only for the officers, but for the patients and the community residents as well. I mean, when an individual assaults an officer in uniform, then there's an equal or greater chance that he may assault a doctor or another patient in the hospital as well. These are things that need to be documented correctly. They need to pursue charges when they're valid charges to be pursued. They can't just arbitrarily decide that we're not gonna charge anybody who assaults a hospital police officer, because that ruins our statistics and you know, it brings attention to our facility.
Anthony Miranda is the chairman of the National Latino Officers Association. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.